This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us for hour number two tonight. We've got a big ladies' lounge tonight. And take your calls if you want to weigh in, 888-340-3373. And before we are done, Chris Tomlin, and this time a duet with Thomas Rhett, who is the son of Rhett Atkins, former country star, but in a very cool song that we'll get to before the end of the hour there as well. So welcome in. Saturday night, always good to have you with us. We've got a lot to get to in the moments to come. I want to take a minute to talk about something that is increasingly important. You know, a number of weeks ago, the CDC said that the average man and woman across the country could take off their masks indoors. The CDC, of course, the guidance, which is a very interesting word in this day and age, that they were giving to states across the country. The guidance to be able to tell the people, normal people, men and women, 70% of whom now have been vaccinated for COVID-19, they gave guidance that you could take off, that it was probably safe to take the masks off outdoors and probably safe to take them off indoors as well. The truth is they're completely safe and the masks don't do anything to keep us more safe. How do we know that? Well, we know that because Dr. Anthony Fauci had a number of emails that were revealed a couple of weeks ago, and as people have dug through them, they've seen very interesting things in those emails. For instance, the effectiveness of the masks in Fauci's own illustrations, he believes they're about as effective as swatting baseball bats at mosquitoes who fly through jail cell bars. Now, I don't know about you. I had a pretty good swing when I was playing baseball in high school. I'm not sure that I could have killed a lot of mosquitoes behind jail cell bars very effectively and been you know, assured that I would have kept the mosquitoes out of the cell. This is about how effective the masks have been. They say that they needed to do it because they needed to do something because they would have been giving the impact or the thought to the American people that they weren't doing anything, which, to be candid, they didn't do a lot. The CDC and the National Institutes of Health and even the NIAID, the cherished institution that St. Fauci oversees, really were some of the least helpful people in the COVID-19 crisis in our country. It was Operation Warp Speed. It was doctors in the trenches. It was first responders that basically came up with every breakthrough on every level to get us to the therapeutics first with hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir and eventually the blood plasma and then to the vaccines themselves. You know, it's interesting, in Dr. Fauci's own emails, we had to come to the realization that he had a very different view of hydroxychloroquine than what the media allowed us to believe that he did. He actually believed that hydroxychloroquine was quite effective against certain types of COVID SARS viruses. But he sure didn't say much about that after the president at the time said that he had taken some. What's also interesting about all of this is now that the adults are unmasked, frequently in the schools that our kids are still attending in some places are done. The McCullough kids have one more week. That the CDC came out with guidance and said, no, they should stay in masks through the end of the year. Okay, let's say that 7 more days isn't going to cause any kids to miss any further developmental markers for speech or development than this entire year has. But what about the fall? In the state of New Jersey, for example, many school districts, once the CDC guidance said it was okay for adults to take masks off indoors, they started allowing, different school districts started allowing their kids to do it as well. Some school districts that were reticent to do that said, well, the governor, Phil Murphy, hasn't allowed us to do that. Well, a couple of things on that. Governor Murphy doesn't give you permission or no permission to take the mask. He can issue an executive order and the school district can ignore it. This is not law. It hasn't been passed by a legislature or signed into law in the normal legislative process. And most emergency powers granted to most blue state governors have been revoked now. In many respects, necessarily, because governors abuse them. They certainly did in New York and New Jersey and Michigan and California, the place where blue governors killed more people with restrictive lockdown policies than any red states saw by ways of death, even when you had similar state population sizes like Florida and New York. For some reason, Governor Ron DeSantis didn't find a way to kill a whole bunch of people in nursing homes the way Andrew Cuomo did. And lest Governor Murphy in New Jersey thinks he's off the hook, he killed more by percentages in nursing homes than Andrew Cuomo did, and that's saying something. You had to work very hard to beat Andrew Cuomo at killing more grannies during COVID. But here's the problem. The CDC guidance on masks, the governors saying that they have to do this through the end of the year, and some governors promising to do it in the fall, they're not following what they said they would follow all along. They said they would follow the science, and the science says that the masks aren't doing anything to help the children not get COVID. This for a couple of reasons. One, children don't tend to get COVID, and the ones that have, overwhelmingly, by more than 99%, are asymptomatic. And while we didn't know this at the start of the pandemic, we did find out that if you were asymptomatic and got COVID, you typically did not transmit it to anyone else. It gave you the antibodies, your body was more well prepared, and you're prepared to go forward with it. But you don't have to necessarily go get the vaccine, because once you're antibody positive, this is something else we're learning in the last week, your immunity is as good as someone who got the vaccine. In fact, some of the zero prevalence studies show that hundreds of millions of people probably had COVID that never knew it, and they've got the antibodies. But you combine that with 7 out of 10 adults that have been now vaccinated across the country, and friends, we are at the threshold for herd immunity. On top of that, in schools in particular, children should not be being masked for the sake of the teachers' unions or for the sake of teachers crying about their own health. Every teacher that teaches in any public school in any corner of this nation has had the opportunity to get a vaccine. And now is the time to take an honest assessment of what the masks have done to our kids that had nothing to do with COVID at all. I'll give you two examples in just the McCullough household. My middle, little, 8 years old, has some challenges. And he's trying to learn social cues more adeptly and more accurately by watching the teachers and the therapists that he works with in his specials that he gets 2 to 3 times a week. My young daughter, who's younger than him, had no signs of any speech development impediments at all going into the school year. And by halfway through the first semester, she had already developed a severe stutter that stays with her even now. When brought to the attention of the school superintendent of the school district, there seemed to be some sort of, I'm sorry, sir, that's not our problem kind of attitude. When I actually got the person on the phone, he said, it doesn't really matter. We're going to go with what the governor says. Therefore, masks will be on until the end. Friends, I don't know where you are, what part of America you're in tonight, but if you're enduring this same type of sheer torture as you watch your kids suffer, just know you're not alone. And know that there are some things that you can begin to do about it. Number one, organize on the ground. Get your friends together in the community. Begin to assert your right. No one has the right to demand that children who are not in danger of getting nor spreading the disease, much less dying from it, should be locked down in this way. The mask police don't need to be vigilant anymore, because we have achieved herd immunity. And if people are truly interested in following the science, this is what they need to know. Children are not the problem. They never were. They also need to know that masks don't work and never did. you want more thoughts on this, check out my columns at townhall.com. Kevin McCullough is my name. Really glad to have you and to welcome you into hour number two. Let's go to the big board for this hour. Joining us in the ladies' lounge in just a couple of minutes will be Kristen B. Tate. She has not been with us in the longest time. And a little bit later on, I'll update you on where we are at with our CSI Liberation of Slaves campaign. I am so excited at what we have done in the last few weeks. And then before we're done, Chris Tomlin is back with his continued project. You know, his most recent project, he recorded duets with a number of groups and individuals. And the one that we end with tonight is he and Thomas Rhett, child of former country star Rhett Atkins. And also, I believe he's the former lead singer of Florida Georgia Line. But we'll check on that before we are done tonight. But a great song from Chris Tomlin and Thomas Rhett before we close the night. That's all straight ahead. And I want to say thank you to those of you that have been helping us in the CSI endeavor, as we have now liberated an increasing number of people who would not have that freedom otherwise. And we look forward to giving you that good news a little bit later this hour as well. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you so much for joining us from New York. We're coming right back with the Ladies Lounge and Kristen B. Tate. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know that on these evenings, we like to open up the portion of the show every week to highlight and amplify women's voices from across the country, lots of times in different spheres and kind of universes of expertise, but someone who has been coming on with us for a long time is my very good friend Kristen B. Tate, who has got a lot going on in her life. She's had some things in her life that have happened that have changed her style a lot, and she's got some stuff going on in the job world as well. Kristen, you're very busy. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
This is always my favorite part of the week, so thanks for having me, Kev.
You got it. Let's talk a little bit about where we are some 150 days in, or coming up on that here in the next couple of weeks, with Biden administration on a few things. And you're more now in the political, formal political world than you've ever been. You've always been kind of a research writer, kind of pundit, observer. You're now in the throes of some of this. How is it playing out on the ground for Joe Biden and what we have seen out of his administration thus far in this very early portion of his presidency?
Well, it's been an absolute disaster, and Americans are starting to get fed up. This is the guy who said he'd be a big uniter, bring normalcy back to D.C., but in reality, he's nothing more than a political windsock who is, you know, not really fully with it mentally, and there are people behind the scenes who are clearly in control. He's not in control, and, you know, people are about to see their taxes go way up. We're already seeing inflation set in. The situation in the Middle East is a complete disaster. People are more angry with each other than they've ever been. We're more divisive now because of this racial tension that the administration continues to push from the left. Everything is just going in the wrong direction, and ultimately families will be less prosperous. We will have more crime in our streets as this administration undermines the police, and of course our southern border is wide open. You know, I'm down here in Texas. I'm running communications for Don Huffines, who's running for governor down here. And I got to tell you, Texans are really upset with the open border. It's so easy for people on the coast to kind of see the border as more of a, you know, a talking point or something, but this is real down here. There are over 6,000 people pouring across that border every single day, and the Biden administration's doing nothing to make it better. So to answer your question, Kevin, it's been a disaster, and even a lot of Democrats now are starting to see that, I think, and that's why the Biden administration just the other day said, oh, all of a sudden, everyone who's been vaccinated, you can take your masks off now. You know, I think they realize people are starting to get fed up. They realize this is all political, and they need to do something because they're probably starting to panic a little bit.
Let's talk a little bit about what you just touched on there, and that is the border issue. There's probably a handful of issues that are the most important one, most important ones that he's goofing on right now. But when it comes to the general welfare and safety of Americans, the border issue is much bigger than just letting down trodden people come here for a better life. What does the border issue represent in terms of its magnitude in national security policy and in the welfare of Americans as a whole?
Well, look, if we don't have a border, we don't have a country. and that's just perfectly obvious. The vast majority of Americans want a more secured border, and people here in Texas realize the consequences of this. Our schools down here are becoming overflooded. Our hospitals are overflooded with people. Texans alone have to pay billions of dollars a year to provide services for these people who shouldn't be here in the first place. I mean, these are unfunded mandates that the federal government should refund Texas taxpayers with. Because of the federal government's failure to secure that border, people in my state have to subsidize billions of dollars a year for these illegal immigrants. It's creating crime in our communities, and it's going to become a much larger issue than Texas. You know, these people are getting on planes and buses and going all throughout the United States. We are going to lose our country if this border is not secured. This cannot go on indefinitely. And, you know, words are just as important as actions. And people in Central America read the news. And when Biden and his administration say things that signal to the world that we are not going to secure our border, they read that in the newspapers down here. And it prompts them to come up to our southern border in waves. And what's really incredible, Kevin, is, you know, when I started as a reporter right out of college for Breitbart, Texas, we'd go down to the border and these migrants would be trying to evade law enforcement. They were trying to sneak across the border. Now it's totally different. You see these migrants coming across, they're looking for law enforcement. The law enforcement's basically the welcoming committee for these people because they all know the loopholes. They know if they go there, they find the Border Patrol, they will be put through this system that can take years in our country to get adjudicated. And ultimately, many of them don't even show up for their court dates. They just get lost in the system. They stay here undetected. And this is becoming a crisis. It's already reached crisis proportions.
Let's shift gears a little bit. Inflation, do we have it? Are we living in the midst of it? What are the Biden policies doing to accelerate it or to put it off? What are we going to be dealing with? What are we looking at in terms of inflation in the next period of time?
Well, of course, inflation's already set in, and most Americans already realize that the cost of goods has already gone way up. If you just look at groceries or other fundamental goods, I mean, lumber is up by, you know, a ton. A couple years ago, 2 years ago, one stick of lumber cost like $2. That same stick of lumber today costs $8. The cost of housing is up significantly. Gas. I mean, people are seeing these costs increase in their everyday lives. And you know what's really sad, Kevin, is it's always the poorest who get hurt most by inflation because these people still have to fill up their cars with gas, still have to go to the grocery store. And, you know, a 10 to 20% increase in groceries might not be such a big deal for someone making six figures and up, but for people who are working at lower end jobs trying to support a family, that's a big price increase and it's devastating to them. And it's absolutely already setting in, and this is the first time in my lifetime that we've seen serious economists really discussing the possibility of stagflation, which would be, you know, absolutely terrible. I didn't live through the 70s to see that happen under Carter, but it was devastating, and that could be what we're looking at here in the United States very soon again.
Well, let me tell you there, youngster, I was there in the 70s. And
you must have been
there.
A real kiddo in the 70s, though. I mean,
I remember the long lines at the gas stations.
Yep.
We had an old Dodge Volare station wagon. It had to be the ugliest car ever created by car manufacturers. And we had one of those ugly station wagons, and it didn't have air conditioning. And my sister and I sitting in the back seat, just in that hot, nasty car, waiting for gas. It was a miserable memory of mine. And I think the fact that I can blame it on Jimmy Carter made it, you know, even more memorable. But when I tell my kids, and this is interesting because my 10-year-old's really getting into, you know, current events and what's going on in the world now, and I have to tell him, you know, yeah, Joe Biden's worse than Jimmy Carter, and if he keeps it up, he's going to be. All right, coming right back, it's Radio Night Live. We continue in the Ladies' Lounge with Kristen B. Tate. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
During her trip to Central America this week, Vice President Kamala Harris told migrants not to come to the U.S.'s southern border, a statement that has received backlash from progressive Democrats. But Representative Henry Cuellar backs the Vice President's message, saying that the U.S. can't invite the entire world to come in. The Texas Democrat tells CNN it's important to enforce a system of legal immigration at the border.
If you ask an immigration judge, usually if you have 100 people asking for asylum, 88% are going to be rejected. So why are we letting everybody in? Why not find a way to do this at the border, give people their day in court? The ones that are supposed to come in, we say bienvenidos. And the other ones, I'm sorry, but you got to be returned back to your country. We got to have, we can't have chaos at the border, just having people coming in.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us, Radio Night Live. And as we are enjoying the Ladies Lounge tonight with Kristen B. Tate, just a reminder, next week, the former primetime anchor of One America News Network, Liz Wheeler, will be returning to the Ladies Lounge. And we're looking forward to a discussion about what she's up to with the launch of the Liz Wheeler Show, brand new podcast that she has out. And we'll pick her brain on the goings-ons of the current events of the day as well. And not only that, that. Next weekend should be awfully special because King and Country has a brand new single. We will debut that and maybe a classic from they and Dolly Parton before that night's over. Coming up yet tonight, Chris Tomlin and Lady A, formerly Lady Antebellum, going to enjoy this before we're done tonight as well. But Chris, I want to ask you, of all the things we've covered tonight, China certainly still looms large, does it not, on the Joe Biden radar? I mean, you've got Dr. Fauci, you've got gain-of-function research, you've got all these areas that they have created trouble for us in, and I really do feel like the Bidens are compromised, and I felt like that before we knew about the Hunter Biden laptop. Am I wrong, Kristen B. Tate?
No, it's not. China is our biggest geopolitical threat. Well, I mean, there are so many reasons that it's our largest geopolitical threat. One that I can think of right now that terrifies me is that while we're all sitting here bickering about transgender bathrooms, they are preparing their next generation to basically take that country to the next level, to be the world's superpower. I mean, they have a program there called the Strong Base Plan that trains their brightest young people in math and science and make sure that they are prepared to take China to the next level while we're all sitting here indoctrinating our kids in woke studies and, you know, feminist theory. It's just crazy. This country's on a suicide mission, and China's ready to take the reins as the world power. And we have a leader in office who does not understand the threat. Not only doesn't understand the threat, but is actually friendly to the threat and very naive. So, yes, it's terrifying what's going on.
Do you think that it's just because he's friendly, or do you think he's compromised? Because I wonder if the Hunter stuff turns out to be as true as certainly Rudy Giuliani and other people that have seen it swear to it to be.
Oh, I think he's compromised for sure. I absolutely think he's compromised. But I also think he's naive. I think it's both. There's just such a lack of leadership.
Possible.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It really is. But, you know, China's a very unstable nation in its own way, so there's really no predicting what will happen. I just know that this country is not going in the right direction.
Okay, I lied. That was going to be my last question. This is going to be election integrity for upcoming elections. You're working on a campaign to help a gubernatorial candidate in Texas, but we've got congressional campaigns that are already underway for 2022, and, of course, we've got another presidential election in 2024. Do you see forward momentum in the election integrity arenas that needs to be taking place? I think a couple of states have passed some reform laws. There's others that are conducting audits. What is your feeling about whether or not we're going to be able to get a fair and free election in the next couple of cycles?
I have very little confidence. You know, I think the biggest threat to a fair and free election is the combination of mass mail-in voting, which was put in place under the guise of COVID, and I expect will become the norm in a lot of states now. And the media, quite frankly, which is not honest and works with big tech to suppress stories that hurt left-wing candidates. That is a threat to fair and free elections. When you have stories like the New York Post story that were completely accurate and vetted, blocked by Twitter, so you couldn't even share the link. And then, oh, you know, after the election, they realized, oh, it was actually a real story. All of a sudden, now you can share the link. Sorry about that. Well, hey, you know, the damage is already done. Those are the two biggest threats I see, is the big tech and media threat, and then the mass mail-in voting. As far as voter fraud, I'm sure it happens. I have no idea what the extent of voter fraud is, but those other two concerns are much bigger for me in my opinion.
Do you
opinion.
Sense that the reform efforts underway in places like Arizona and Wisconsin are going to be fruitful?
You know, I think some of them will be, but the big problem is that there are many states with large populations where that's not going to happen. And I think the macro trend is moving in the Democrats' favor with the mass mail-in voting, making election day, election season. They've really seized on this pandemic to change so many aspects of American life permanently, and I see that as one of them.
All right. Kristen B. Tate, we're always grateful for your time. Thank you for being with us once again, and we hope to talk to you again very soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right, Kevin McCullough, yet to come still. Music tonight from Chris Tomlin and Lady A, and an important update coming up next segment as well. So good to have you with us on Radio Night Live here on Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, thanks for staying here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As long as we've been on the air, that shot right there, looking across the bay in the Hudson River, just never gets old to me. And, man, what a beautiful shot. That's World Trade Tower 1 and Lower Manhattan, the business district down there, of course. But what a beautiful, gorgeous shot tonight. As New York continues its comeback, welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us, and thanking you for being with us every single day. Another news item and then an update. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General for the Biden administration, made an announcement yesterday that he is going to, quote, scrutinize any post-election audits that are carried out in the United States. And this is all in reaction to what's going on in Arizona, which has actually been underway for about 3 or 4 weeks now. But the Senate there authorized the recount of the election in Maricopa County, and they have had a very specific process that they've been following, and when they are done, they will reveal the results of that. I think the fact that the Attorney General has weighed in on this indicates a couple of things. One, I think it indicates that the administration is potentially worried that this audit is not going to show that the results of the election were what the votes of the people actually counted. And I think that they're worried that that is a possibility of the audit coming out. And I think that it puts the administration in a tough spot, because if it happened in Arizona, did it happen in Pennsylvania? Or Georgia, or Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, New Hampshire, Virginia. A lot of states are taking a look at what's going on in Arizona, and more are considering doing a deep dive audit of their election results. And here's the thing, and this is, I'm sure Merrick Garland's a very kind man, and he's trying to just do his best because he's got to work for literally the most absent-minded president that has ever served our country. I mean, you know, when he can't decide between orange and strawberry jello at the line at the White House cafeteria, and he is the president, he could just have it delivered to the living quarters. But you know that he's standing there kind of muttering to himself, wondering which flavor he's going to get. I just don't know that we can count on a lot of, you know, real pure motives and judgment coming from the administration. And that's another signal that Merrick Garland weighing in on all this is kind of ridiculous. Why would the Attorney General have anything to say about an audit that's being done? This audit's not going to overturn the election, and it's not going to put someone else in office. Certainly, it may make a huge splash if it reveals corruption, but that would be corruption in the state of Arizona, and that would be for Arizonans to worry about and to deal with and to affect change for. But if it happened in multiple states, it still wouldn't be the federal government's business. It would be the business of the voters of said state. So if it was Georgia, it would be Georgians. And if it was Pennsylvania, it'd be Pennsylvanians. But if you had up to a half dozen to a dozen states suddenly taking another look at what their balloting processes were, it might be something serious enough to at least call into question the efficacy of the last election and maybe institute really sharp reforms going into the 2022 and 2024 election cycles. I think that's what they're worried about more than anything else. Getting caught cheating is one thing, but getting caught cheating and being embarrassed for it, that's something else. I want to shift gears just for a moment here. You know that we have been trying to liberate 192 slaves in northern Sudan this year. You know that if you've listened to us for any length of time, that over the last 4 years, we've helped liberate more than 1,000. Well, we've got an update for you, and it is a good one, because as of tonight, June the 12th of 2021, with a goal for the whole year of 192, we are, as of tonight, 131 slaves freed towards that goal. So I want to say a big thank you. That is greatly appreciated. But I want to say this. That makes me even more worried about the final 61. That means there's 61 women or children that we have the names of, that we've contacted the slave masters, that we may even be in the process of trying to negotiate with, but because we don't have that pledged support for that slave, and by that I mean the bag of hope and the cattle vaccine that's necessary to trade for the slave's life. The bag of hope, by the way, what the slave uses to build their life and to begin a life all over again. It is a wonderful gift from CSI. CSI. It is the most amazing gift that this particular slave will ever receive in their life, and it gives them everything to start their life over again, a year's worth of food, a year's worth of seed, all the tools to plant and garden and harvest, all the tools to prepare food, to eat, to be protected from the weather, blankets, tarps, the ability to, erect shelters, the things that you need to do to be able to live. And then on top of that, a she-goat. Now, why is a she-goat so special? Well, a she-goat is special because it will produce milk and cheese. But beyond that, it can also provide a bit of micro-enterprise for that slave as she is trying to get her life back on track. When you consider all of that, plus the travel from North Sudan back to her home in South Sudan, the first part of which happens on foot, but then the recuperation, the recovery, the restoration, the counseling, the medical care, all the stuff that they receive when they cross over into South Sudan, and then their ability to go home to where they were taken from to begin with, it's just one of the most amazing things I've ever witnessed. And I'm so honored that we have helped liberate more than 1,000 slaves over the last 4 years. But friends, that means these final 61, I want to make sure that we liberate every single one of them. It costs $250 to give a slave a brand new life, to take them from being completely impoverished, completely the property of someone else who has the right to destroy and mutilate their genitals, someone who has the ability to starve them, to abuse them, to call them names that we can't even use on the radio here in America, to take them from that circumstance. And then to give them a brand new beginning back in their home area of South Sudan, it is the most wonderful gift that can be given. $250 gives that slave that brand new life. That's it. So if you can't do a one-time gift of $250, could you do 2 months at $125 or maybe 5 months at $50 a month or maybe a 10-month gift at $25 a month? But whatever you can do, would you do it tonight? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. There are 61 lives that we have not yet touched that we know we could free this year. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Thank you to those who have liberated the 131 so far, 61 to go. Let's not rest until every one of them is free. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Coming right back, Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or just online at balanceofnature.com, the discount code KMC.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio Night Live, and once again from Nashville, Tennessee, here is Chris Tomlin, this time with Thomas Rhett.
I want you.
God made the winters and the summers, the one who put the stars all in place, the only one who stands above all others. The demons run for cover when you speak.
Chris Tomlin and Thomas Rhett, and coming up next week, we are looking forward to King and Country and the Queen herself, Dolly Parton, with them, and Liz Wheeler will be with us in the Ladies Lounge. You missed any part of tonight's show, go get the podcast. We love to make those available for you. They're never behind a paywall. They're always free at SoundCloud.com. You can also go over to the Apple Podcast page and get them there as well. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next week, live.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.